Citrus grower and nurseryman Aaron Himrod discusses production levels in his groves and some reasons why there is variability.
I'd say overall, much like many growers throughout the state, we're down overall probably about 50% compared to, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. We've got some blocks that are holding strong and really no reductions at all, whereas others it's, you know, been truly dramatic collapse, you know, approaching 80-90% in some blocks.
And I believe you said on average you were about 350 boxes an acre?
Yes, sir, about just a hair over 350 boxes.
But you've got a broad range, I think, from 100, under 100 to over 500?
Yes, yeah, so we've got some that are in that 500 to 600 box range and others that are, you know, in that 100, 150 box range. Seems to be highly correlated with local stresses combined with HLB.
Local stresses, I think you mentioned diaprepes as one of them.
We have quite a problem with diaprepes root weevil in our location. So some blocks, particularly those highly associated with Cleopatra mandarin rootstock and the corresponding Phytophthora susceptibility of it with the diaprepes has created an environment that's really tough to grow in.
What do you attribute where you're getting that 500 boxes plus per acre? Why are you getting that good?
That's mainly in our, we'll call it our center block. It represents about half of our production. It's swingle rootstock that does really well in our soil type. It's mature, so we had good bones going into the greening era, and we've been very aggressive with our nutritionals.
Are we talking processed orange on all this?
Mostly all processed orange, you know, approximately 98% processed orange.
People were talking about silage control. One of the things you said was key was coordinating your sprays with your neighbors.
Absolutely. I think as we look that we've had several years of data to look at where folks are being successful, it's much more about coordinating events of silage control rather than how many times you get out in the grove. You know, there's a really good quote I like, and that's never confuse activity with effectiveness, and that's something I think we really need to pay attention to.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.